Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin. Bez Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 452. We talked in the last Shir of struggling to understand how having a happy marriage is achievable when there's so many differences in every aspect between a husband and wife. And we're going to explain solutions regarding to this. What does the Torah mean when it's not good before marriage, that state? And why marriage is a catalyst to transform our situation to good. Once we understand that, then we could get to practical aspects of how we'll go about that. How to attain a life of peace and harmony, with love, with feelings of closeness, despite their potentially vastly different natures and different mindsets. When the Torah says it's not good for humans to be alone, it does not mean Adam HaRishon lacked physical pleasures when he was the sole person alive. He had the whole world before him. He lacked nothing in Gan Eden except that partner in life. He was in a complete state of loneliness. The way Hashem created human beings makes no difference whether you are an introvert or an extrovert. Even if you're an introvert and you're quote-unquote a loner and you seem not to need people, Hashem created an inherent need to feel loved by another person, to share lives with a partner, a unique soul partner, husband, wife. That's the way Hashem made it. We are born with the impulse to receive love, to give love, to feel intimately connected with another person, to learn how to empathize and share with one another. It's part of our nature. It's part of our DNA. When a person is single, even an introvert, even a quote-unquote loner, but if they're unable to give and receive love and share their life with one chosen person, that feeling of loneliness could be overwhelming. Often there's a defense mechanism to avoid those feelings of loneliness where you will force yourself into a matzav of creating walls to say, I don't need anybody. Creatures, species, don't have that inborn need. They don't feel lonely in the way humans do. Only humans are created with that nature so that they will not be completely independent. Hashem made it that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yachid Bel Yoinim. Hashem is one, and he doesn't have a partner, Cholila, right? He's Yachid. So to other Rishon, he doesn't have a partner down here. Only human beings, it's like that. So when Hashem says it's not good for man to be alone, because being alone is not the nature of being human. That's why Hashem created Chava, to transform Adam's feelings of loneliness into one of connection. And that is good. That is good. So you're going to ask, okay, with Adam HaRishon, he would have been all alone. But Baruch Hashem, now we have family, we have friends, we could spend so much time with, have close relationships with many other people. Why do we have to commit to marriage with one particular person, one particular partner? The answer is, Hashem also designed it. You could have deep friendships. It's actually, unfortunately, very rare to have very deep friendships with people that are really, really true, true deep friendships. It can happen. Male to male, female to female, ideally, it can happen. And fortunate is the person who has those types of people in their lives. But nevertheless, Hashem made it clear from his infinite wisdom that the true emotional fulfillment of another person, a human being, for every man, for every woman, as close as a friend may be, won't fill the void. But one's own husband, one's wife, in the institution of marriage, will fill the void. Hashem made it that way. That's what it means. It's not good for him to be alone. And he's talking to us too. He's talking to people who have a lot of friends and family and so on and so forth. It's not good for you to be alone. You need this wife, you need this husband to feel whole, to feel connected. Very often, by the way, I don't want to say a percentage, could be 90% or over. There could be mutual friendship, a real warmth, but very often when we become close to a friend, it's because we love ourselves. We gain pleasure and comfort from the relationship, and that's why we're in it. True friends are loyal to one another, but at their core, they're friends because of benefit. Now, that doesn't mean you can't marry someone for the same reason, but we're going to go into that soon. The idea being, though, is that friendships, if they become boring, or if circumstances change, or life gets busy, they drift apart. They realize now the disadvantage outweighs the benefit, and they abandon the relationship. And they find that maybe other friendships are worth more than the friendship I have with these people, so we'll move on. Yes, well, you have weddings. We have people invited to a wedding, and 5 years later, it's a different set of people that are invited to the wedding because they switched friends. Even if they didn't move to different neighborhoods or switch bungalow colonies, things change. So two people are close friends, and one of them becomes more successful than the other, financially or otherwise. Then there's a breakup. Why is there a breakup? Because consciously or unconsciously, the friend is pained to see the other one succeeding while he's lagging behind. While if the friendship was genuine, each one would be happy with each other, whatever level of success they have. Why begrudge it? Again, because in most friendships, we're in it because we love ourselves. We seek something else. Friend becomes successful, we may feel jealousy creep in. We may have a fear that that successful friend will no longer want to be friends with me. And many friendships, unfortunately, only last as long as it benefits both parties physically or emotionally. But in a true husband-wife relationship, that is not the case. It could become the case, but God's design, he's making it very clear, is the purpose. To be truly happy if the other one is successful. So before we're married, we're really in a true state of loneliness. We're alone in the world. Even if we have devoted parents, they play a different role in our life. They're not our partner in life. That's why the Torah says, "Lo'itayv hayis adam levadai." And creating more human beings, friendships, they're beautiful things, but it doesn't replace a wife. Loi matza ezer kenegdoi would have been true even if you would have had a million people around them, men. Loi matza ezer kenegdoi. They would be separate beings. They wouldn't be part of Adam Rishon himself. So Hashem made it where it became part of him, either as a separate entity within that one body, till it was split into two, or the rib, but whatever the case is, that is what it is. To get from a state of no good to good is from a lone person, a lone man, to get married to his true partner in life. And even if, Baruch Hashem, people have brachos of real deep friendships with others, it is not on the level of the potential husband-wife friendship and love. That's what Hashem says. Esaloi Ezer Kenegdoi. Only a wife could be an Ezer Kenegdoi. There's a whole different process the way the first Isha was created through a surgery within Adam himself, either the rib or however it is. Let's do the Pusik simple version. Shem fashioned the rib and built it into the woman and brought her to the man. It's a different type of creation than any other species. All other male and female species were both created from the earth. The behemoths, they came out, Zachar Nekeva. Only man was created alone first, and then later Hashem said, no good, I have to give him an Ezer Kenegdai. There's one Shita, of course, we said that there are two partsufim, there were two faces, male and female, in a single body. A male with all the limbs on one side, a female with all the limbs on the other side. And it was created, the Ramban says, it was created in a way that even in that statement, they would have potential to have children. Somehow the Zera would get into the year, however it was. But Hashem's plan was initially not to leave them in that form forever. That's the idea. The Ramban says, "V'nasa shi'bem teva mevi be'evrei ha'ilodim na'zocha le'nekeva koylech ha'moylid." That koylech ha'moylid was always there. It was always there. And the Ohr Chaim brings down, "V'eimeniya l'zem l'tzad she'ein panim b'panim." there's no mania that they were like not face to face, that they were back to back at that point. And he said, Ki chinam Hashem lahar kavod arichayim, says this, that Hashem made it even in that state, that they're ochr ba'ochr, she yorek ha-zochr zera, derech mokam ha-shabayanoit, somehow the zera would come out to the nekeva half, and child would be created. So therefore, the question is, though, why did Hashem make it this way? To create the woman in the guf of a other mamish, and not like a separate bria from the earth, just like animals were created that way. So why is that? So this is what Hashem says, based on what Adam said with the chachma of Hashem in him, right? Etzem atzam my basar mibsari. Flesh from my flesh, bone from my bone. That's what we call isha, because it's taken from an ish. What does basar echad mean? The Ramban says that the behema and achaya, they don't connect to their nekevos. They don't have loyalty. By the way, even with penguins and other doves, other unique, where they are monogamous, where they stick to their mate, it's all instinctive, biological, to us to learn a lesson from. That was the purpose of that. But it's all instinct, and that's all it is. And that's why Hashem made the vast, vast, vast majority of animals not like that, because the animal nature is not like that. They simply mate with any female they find, and they go their separate ways. But over here, Hashem is saying, the Ramban explains, female of the man is bone from his bones, flesh from his flesh, and cleaves to her, and is with her as if it's his own flesh, and he desires to be with her always. He should desire her, to be with him. And he desires to be with her. And we see in other Mefarshim too, that Barbanel brings the same concept as well. Behemoths unite only because of their self-preservation. That's why they have that instinct to procreate. But the males are separate from the females. And again, those specific animals that Hashem created and not that way is to teach us from that. But generally, the aside is, the Ravid says the same thing. There's no real connection. There's no real connection. But Hashem made the from a gufa Adam, the Isha, because Ruya Zeshatem Yuchedes La Adam, the Ravid says, Va Adam Yuched Eleha. And that's why, the Ravid explains, you love your wife like your own, you honor her even more, you have empathy towards her, compassion towards her, watch her, Lishmar. The Shamra, to watch her, Kashi Yishmar Adam Echad Meivarav, like he watches one of his limbs. He's careful that his arm is protected, his hands are protected. It's below zero, he'll wear a coat. He protects his limbs, he loves his wife as him, because it's part of him. And that's why Al Kain, therefore the Ravid says, Hashem commanded, Sheirik Susavai Nasala Yikra. The Arachayim goes further into this and explains the same concept again. Yesh Hefresh is a big difference between a Zivig and Nushim, a Zivig Abahami. Zivig Abahami, Poyapulis Azra, Bechon Nekeva, Shetis Dan on Lefanav. Again, the nature is any Nekeva. There's no connection. Right? You don't see, by Behema, the Arachayim explains, to say, Zeh Parase Shel Shar Zeh, Zeh Parase Shel Zar Shar Zeh. You don't see, oh, this cow belongs to this bull, and this cow belongs to that bull. No. But by a person, yes, this is his wife. This is her husband. And even if the Ravid explains that there's no tzivoy of the nekevos on pruvu, but Hashem made it that the miyachid to the specific zachar. It's a fascinating yisoid. Adam leimatza eza kenegdai. He's not shulling without the Isha. And the Agradakala also says the same thing, that's the B'nai Yisaskar. Ki nafshoi yoidas ma'oid sheim heima nefesh echad, he says. His soul knows that they're really one. and the isha is kareses brisla misha. So keli ki nafsha yodas ma'oid. Her soul knows echayamayoz, how it was before, that they were really, truly, intrinsically connected, and they become kedusha bebasar echad. So that's when Hashem said this statement, Zoysapam etzam atzamai, he saw the relationship before his eyes. He saw them as one being facing each other now. She's a bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. And he knew without a doubt that he could achieve a complete achdus, a complete oneness with her. They're one mamash. The Radak says the same thing. Basar echad v'guf echad. The vacant lo'olam zebezeh, connected forever one to other, kibasar echad. The chiddush here is, the Pirkei d'Rabbeleza adds a point, because the pasuk just says, took a bone. But the Pirkei d'Rabbeleza, Perek Yud Beis, emphasizes that he took also basar, a piece of flesh from his heart, to create Chava. Says the Befeirish in Pirkei d'Rabbeleza, Perek Yud Beis, the Yoshan, he got into sleep. The Lokach and Hashem took etzem etalois of a bone from his rib. Ubasar melibai. It doesn't say pefeirish in the Torah. It's Torah Shabbal Peh. Maybe there's a remuzim in the Ksav somewhere to find that it's basar melibai too. Basar melibai, the physical flesh of the heart, which connects to the emotional aspects of the heart. His heart is in her. Vasa ezer, v'amida kenegdai, and then woke them up. Opposite, Zoysapam etzem atzama yabasa b'psari. There's a significance in the fact that it's my abasar mi libay. The heart, the physical heart, is full of the hergeshim and the ruchnius. It's not separate from the neshama of it. And his heart is in her, basar mi libay. That surgery is there, lo'olam va'ed, for every husband and wife. And this is Hashem's ideal solution from making a loitayv into a tayv. That's how he made a light taif into a taif, that were one. But this nekuda, the Pirkei d'Rabbeleza, to remember that basar melibai, when Hashem took the basar melibai, flesh from his own heart, and created the woman from that too. Her flesh is from his heart. And that is nitzchias. That's why his heart, her heart is to him, to her husband, and he is connected to her. And this yediyah, that is basar melibai, could be internalized with us in our day-to-day interactions between a husband and a wife. Bracha natzlacha.